O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. You know my downsitting and my uprising. Every time I sit, think about that just in a day. How many times do you sit down? How many times do you stand up? God knows every one of them. He's not, I mean, we would think that's inconsequential, but God knows every time we sit, every time we stand. That is awesome. You understand my thought afar off. Before I think it, God, you know what I'm thinking before I even understand it. You compassest my path. You surround my path. You're before me, behind me, beside me. You are around me like a blanket, like a protection. You surround me and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways, every thought, every word, every move, before I even know what I'm going to do, before I know what I think, before I know what I'm going to feel. You see it before it even happens. And you are already anticipating what I'm going to feel, what I'm going to think, because you're right there to respond to me. You are waiting to respond to how you know I'm going to act. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, you know it altogether. Every word, even the ones that seem unimportant, and even the ones that don't make it out my mouth, they're on my tongue, they're in my mind, and you know them. That is amazing. You have beset me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. You touch me. You touch me. You don't just think about me. You actually touch me. There is power in touch. And you, God, creator of everything, with everything going on in the world, you touch me. You touch me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, and I cannot attain unto it. If I think of the person I love the most in the world, do you know I don't think about them 24/7 because I get distracted with other things? But you're never distracted. It is beyond my understanding to be that consumed, that much of caring about every single thought and feeling. It's awesome. You are awesome, God. Whither shall I go from your spirit? Where could I go to get away from your spirit that you wouldn't know? Or where would I flee from your presence? If I take the wings of the, if I ascend up into heaven, you are there. When I'm on a high, on a mountaintop, when I'm doing awesome and I'm rejoicing and I'm excited, you're there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. There are days we feel like we're in hell. We are going through grief. We are going through trauma. Maybe we're going through fighting. We feel separated from his presence. We're in sin, and we can't find him. But he's there. God is there through everything. Even when he cannot look on us because we are choosing sin, he is still right there. And he actually still knows everything we're going through. And he has to allow us to walk through the consequences of our sin. But he is grieving, and he is there. It doesn't matter where we are. We cannot get away from his presence. It's not like he gets mad and turns away and cuts us off. He has to remove himself because he can't be with sin. But he's grieving, and his heart is there. And Jesus is ever interceding before the Father for us. Ever. That means always. That means there's never a moment he's not. The devil's always tattling. Never a moment he's not. Jesus is always interceding, going, my blood, my blood, my blood. Bring him back. Bring him back, God. Bring him to repentance, Father. Bring him to repentance, Father. Always. Not a moment that he stops. He doesn't go, man, I'm tired. I've been praying for them for 20 years. Dude, I'm going to take a break. He doesn't do that. He doesn't get weary. He is long-suffering, and he is always, constantly bringing us before the Father in prayer and in love. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall your hand lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. He's leading us step by step, baby steps, one step, and he watches. He looks, one step, and he looks, one step. Here, let me hold your hand, one step. It's like a baby, a one-year-old taking their first steps, right there. We don't like run across the room and go, now do it on your own. We're right there, step by step by step. And that's how my Creator is doing with me. Amen. God, you are awesome. You are not in a hurry. You are just amazing and patient. You are the perfect example of love. There is just so much that we could praise you for, God. You are so awesome. If I say, surely the darkness will cover me, even the night will be light about me, because God is light. So it doesn't matter if we're in darkness. We have nothing to fear. God is light, and he is shining in the middle of that darkness. Yea, the darkness hides not from thee, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed or owned my reins, what controls me. You possess the control in my life. You have covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. We are not accidents. We are not just a fetus in our mother's womb with no feeling and don't matter. It's just an egg that's growing. No. Before, there's a verse in Jeremiah, it says that he put me, before you put me in my mother's womb. That means that before conception, we're already there. We already exist because God knows us. He already knows our spirit. He's already made a plan. He's already formed a path for us, made a calling, and said, now this spirit, I'm going to place in this womb, and I'm going to protect that. It is protected and precious, and it is life. Before the mom even knows there's life inside of her, there's life, and God is watching, and he is protecting and loving and nurturing before the mom can even start. That's amazing. That's just amazing. Marvelous are thy works, middle of 14. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knows right well. I know that the things you do are marvelous, because they just leave me in awe. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Even if I was an unwanted pregnancy, even if I'm a product of rape, even if I'm a product of adoption, if I was given up for adoption because my parents didn't want me, it doesn't matter. Even if somebody was sick in sin when I was conceived, it doesn't matter. God's there. And he still has a purpose for my life. I am not an accident, no matter how I came to be. Amen. It doesn't matter. Because God knows me and has a plan. Thy eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect or unformed. And in your book, all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there were none of them. You saw me completed. You saw me at the end of my life, fully walking out what you have for me, before I even had toes or fingers or eyes, when I was just a little egg. You saw all of that. That's so cool. How precious also are your thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. That is unfathomable, because there is so much sand. How could we possibly count? We don't even have numbers high enough to count every grain of sand. And yet God's thoughts are more than that toward me. Amen. Just towards me and towards you and towards you, each person. That is beyond comprehension. Awesome. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely you will slay the wicked, O God. And I'm going to skip down and say, I just want to go to verse 23 now and say, search me, O God, and know my heart. You try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. God, you know every thought I think. You already know. So when I'm asking you to search me, you already know everything I'm thinking and everything I feel and everything I've done or will do or say. But God, when I ask you to search me, it's because I want you to show me. I want you to show me the thing you want to work on now, the thing that you want to get rid of, the thing that would stop you from going further in my life, the thing that stops me from taking that next step with you, the thing that causes me to feel far from you, the thing that causes me to stumble. God, it is just beyond understanding that you could be so awesome and so, you're God and perfect, and there's so much that you could be doing, and yet your heart is towards me all the time. Even when I don't even care what's going on or care about doing the right thing, you care. And I just thank you for that. I thank you for how awesome you are. And I praise you. And I ask that you would cause my thoughts to be towards you, like your thoughts are towards me. And that I would just be after you, seeking you, pursuing you, and hungry for you, because you're hungry for me, and you pursue me, and you want that fellowship. So stir up that part inside of me, God, that was created for fellowship with you. Stir my spirit to hunger and long for you. You are amazing. You're amazing. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Search me and know my heart. Try my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in me. Search me and know my heart. Try my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in me. 'Cause I wanna be empty of everything, ready to praise and sing with nothing between us. I wanna be empty of all else, ready to abandon self and worship, worship you, Jesus. Search me and know my heart. Try my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in me. Search me and know my heart. Try my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in me. 'Cause I wanna be empty of everything, ready to praise and sing, nothing between us. I wanna be empty of all else, ready to abandon self and worship, worship you, Jesus. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. I've got the love of Jesus down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Love of Jesus down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. Awesome.